Did you ever see a fence made out of split rails and it was laid out?
I'll build them.
Oh, okay. What are those called?
Rail fence.
Okay. You ever hear any other names for
them? No, I don't think so.
You ever hear them called a worm fence?
No.
Okay. When you set up a fence, you have to dig holes for the...
post.
Uh-huh. What would you call just one of them?
Each one of the posts?
Yeah, I just want you to hear you say the singular.
Well, it was called a post. That's all I know.
Okay, good enough. What might you call... Did you ever build a fence or a wall out of loose stone or rock that you removed from the field?
Well, I've helped build them out of rock.
Mm-hmm. What'd you call it?
Rock fence.
Okay. Now then, there's a trick. If you want to make a hen start laying, you put something in her nest to fool her.
Well, that's called a nest egg. Now we back then we didn't use an egg. We used what they called a nest egg gourd. We'd grow them ourselves, and it was a little gourd about the size of a regular egg.
Uh huh. And it was white.
And put each one of them in each nest.
And that fooled them, huh?
That's right.
All right. Have you ever heard it called anything else? I'm trying to get another word for that nest egg. Let me see if I can get it a different way. What do you? There's a country, an Oriental country, the biggest one. What's it called? It's communist now.
China?
Uh-huh.
No, they had them old China eggs back then, but we never did use them.
Okay.
Because now you had to buy the China egg.
Oh.
Now we raised the gourds.
So that's the difference.
That's the difference.
I see. Okay. What did you use to carry water in?
Bucket.
Would that be made out of wood or metal?
Both.
Okay.
We had the galvanized buckets and we had the old wooden cedar buckets. And we used to drink out of a gourd. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah. My mom has them out for Halloween and Thanksgiving. But you drank out of them, huh? You just hollow them out?
Oh, yeah. You take them and we'd grow gourds special to make dippers out of.
Oh.
And back then there was a regular gourd that was known as a dipper gourd. And sometimes you could get them and we would plant them where they would go, the vine would be up high, and sometimes those gourds would get heavy and those handles would be 10 feet long.
That must have been fun when you were a kid.
And at each spring on the farm, back down there then, we had, I don't know what the springs around there, they kept one of those dippers hanging up on the tree.
Oh, I've seen those. I just didn't know what they were.
So that's what they was to drink out of.
Oh, okay. All right, what do you carry milk in?
Well, we called it a milk pail then.
All right, and what was that made out of?
Well, now they was, when I was real small, they was made out of wood. Now, my daddy made them. But later on, he bought some galvanized buckets.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does galvanized mean exactly?
Well, it's a coating over metal, over tin.
To keep it from poisoning.
To keep it from rusting and poisoning. I got a couple two of them in the basement.
Now, maybe show them to me later.
The galvanized buckets.
Okay.
And I got a gourd in there on my dresser.
All right, I'd like to see that too.
You would.
Yeah, when the tape runs out, I really would. All right, what did you call the container that you used to carry food to the pigs in?
Slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. And what was that made out of?
Well, just any old bucket you had left over from something that you wouldn't use it for anything else but that.
Okay. And that was that just scraps from the kitchen and stuff that you'd feed them?
Yeah.
All right. What do you call the thing you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
What's it made out of?
Well, back then, ours was made out of cast iron. But now then you can get them in most anything.
That's true.
Aluminum.
Did you have one made out of cast iron that had legs in it to sit in the fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
Did it have a name? Or was that just called skillet, too?
Well, that one was the one that we had legs on and had a top to go with it. That was our Dutch oven.
Oh, okay.
Now I've got two cast iron skillets in the kitchen.
Do you? Do you still use them?
Use them every day.
How about something that It's big and black. I think it's made out of cast iron, too. And you might use it for heating up water in.
Wash pot.
Okay.
Now, we had one that hold, I don't know, I guess a couple hundred gallons. That we used it when we kill hogs to heat our water in and to scald them and to take the hair off of them.
Oh, I see. And that was all it was used for?
Well, no, it was used for most anything you're going to use for. Anything you need the big pot for. Now, if a regular wash pot was much smaller than that.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 20, 25-gallon pot.
Did you ever make tea in it? Or boil potatoes in it?
No, but I tell you what we have done. We've made, back then when we was canning, we would use that small pot to make soup in and make that pot of soup and put it in the cans and can it.
I see. Now, where'd you get cans from?
We used, glass cans, mason jars back then.
Oh, mason jars, yeah.
And then on up in later years, well, then you could buy your tin cans.
Mm. Oh, you could just...